in memory of an immaculate lady. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam and condolences to you on the doleful day of the departure from the world of our innocent Lady of Qom, Hazrat Ma'soume al-Fatime, peace upon her, the Immaculate Daughter of Imam Musa Kazem, peace upon him, the seventh infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Stay with us for an exclusive feature. There will pass away in Qom a lady of my descendants known as Fatime bint Musa, by whose intercession believers will enter the heaven. These are the words of a grandfather regarding his granddaughter, decades before the girl was born. The grandfather was no ordinary person, neither was the granddaughter. He is the same person who had expressed the famous statement on the holiest sanctuaries of Islam and their location in the following words: "Indeed, God has a sanctuary, and that is Mecca, the Holy Kaaba. The Messenger of God, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has a sanctuary, and that is Medina. The Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, has a sanctuary, and that is Kufa in Iraq. And we, the Ahl al-Bayt, have a sanctuary, and that is Qom in Iran." These are the words of the Prophet's sixth infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him. These truthful words were materialized in the year 202 AH, 54 years after his martyrdom, when his prophesied granddaughter left Medina to visit her brother, Imam Reza, peace upon him, who had been forced to come to Khorasan by Ma'mun, the crafty, self-styled caliph of the usurper Abbasid regime. Before she could reach her destination, circumstances, however, compelled her to break her journey in the city of Qom, where she passed away 17 days after her arrival. Today, the 10th of Rabiul Akhir, is that fateful day when the soul of this noble lady left the mortal world for the ethereal heavens, thereby materializing the prophecy that on the day of resurrection, among the eight gateways to paradise, one will be from Qom. Fatime al-Ma'soume, peace upon her, needs no introduction. She was the consanguineous sister of Imam Reza, peace upon him, thus sharing the same mother, the noble lady Najme, although 25 years separated their birth. She was divinely inspired. Her knowledge of the noble Quran, the Hadith, and the jurisprudential laws of Islam was proverbial. She is the narrator of several hadith on the virtues of the Ahl al-Bayt, including the famous event of Qadir-e Khum, where, on divine commandment, the Prophet of Islam had proclaimed Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, vicegerent on the 18th of Dhul-Hajjah in 10 AH. It would be repetitive to refer to the visit to Medina of a group of Iranians in the absence of her father, Imam Musa Kazem, peace upon him, and how this little girl gave satisfactory answers to their queries on many seemingly complicated issues. She was virtuous to the extent that, like the Virgin Mary, peace upon her, the mother of Prophet Jesus, peace upon him, no man was worthy of her hand. Thus, at the age of 28, along with some of her brothers, she started on her long journey across Arabia, Iraq, and into the Iranian heartland when her entourage was attacked near Saveh, west of modern Tehran, by brigands affiliated to the usurper Abbasid regime, resulting in the martyrdom of two of her brothers. Exalted from the arduous journey and possibly wounded from the skirmish in which her brothers were martyred, she and her entourage turned towards nearby Qom, where the followers of the Ahlul Bayt accorded them a grand reception. The Ash'ari clan, which had shifted to Qom from Kufa because of the tyranny of the Abbasid regime, gave her a grand funeral and laid her to eternal rest in a garden outside the city, which has since become a sprawling golden-domed mausoleum, thronged throughout the year by pilgrims from all over the world. On hearing of her death, Imam Reza, peace upon him, expressed deep sorrow and said, "Whoever visits her grave, cognizant of her merits, paradise is the reward." Now we better understand why the bliss of paradise is associated with our innocent lady of Qom, and why Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, had given the tidings of the intercession with God Almighty on Resurrection Day of his granddaughter. No wonder Qom has become the center of diffusion of the genuine teachings of Islam, with students coming from all over the globe to learn the legacy of the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt. It is now a millennium, 2 centuries, and 43 lunar years since her departure to the ethereal heavens, yet she still guides the people of not only the city where she reposes in eternal rest, or the country where this city is located, but the faithful from all over the world. Many a scholar, including the famous philosopher of the Safavid era, Mullah Sadra, who flourished over 4 centuries ago, used to visit her shrine and pray to the Almighty God to resolve problems that crop up, including scholarly and philosophical ones. Today, hundreds of thousands of the faithful are visiting Qom from all over Iran to pay respects to her. So, let us join the pilgrims and the angels at her shrine to salute her in the proper manner with the words, "O Fatima, intercede for me for the reward of paradise, for indeed you have with Allah a lofty status."